All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We're actually going to skip a little bit of this next couple of pages. We're going to pick up today on the bottom of page Resh Vav. Resh Vav. So again, we remember we did this section concerning Parnasa, so a lot of it is a continuation of that same theme. So we skip to the bottom of Resh Vav. So the Mechaber says the following: Shalom Bayis, Hamivchan Ha'ikari. So Shalom Bayis, peace in one's home. This is the Iker Mivchan. This is the primary test of one's emuna. So what does this mean? Iker Mivchanei Ha'amuna Shala Adam Heim Beveso. The major test which one encounters in their emuna is in their home. Im Ishto V'yaladav, with one's wife, with one's children. What does this mean? So remember again, let's take a step back. So remember again, everything is operating on the three basic fundamental principles of emuna. Number one, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, that everything is for good. And number three, that everything has a message from Hashem. These are the three principal concepts of emuna. And again, we saw before how that emuna is often tested in the realm of Parnasa. Now we're focusing more that how the emuna is tested in the realm of Shalom Bayis. So he says, the primary tests of one's emuna often occur with, often occur within one's home. Im yishto v'yiladov, with one's children, with one's spouse. Lefamim husova bizonas b'mei bezo. Sometimes a person, this is a very strong wording actually, sometimes a person suffers degradation with his family members. What does that mean? Lepamim in chom bekolo. Sometimes it could happen that the members of our family don't listen to us. Lefamim mis oreres ba'ya im echa mibnei abayis. Sometimes again an issue comes up on top of page Reish Zayin. Sometimes an issue comes up with one of the members of the family. Bebrios, bechinuch, sometimes someone in the family encounters a challenge with their health. With chinuch, with how to raise sometimes children in the proper way of chinuch. Ulefamim, yeshnam kashim beparnasa chule vichule. And sometimes again there are shalom bayis issues that come up because of parnasa. So in other words, what the Mechaber is describing over here is that shalom bayis issues come up for a whole variety of reasons. Sometimes ultimately because of health. Sometimes because of chinuch, sometimes because of challenges with parnasa. Va'al kulam ha'adam yachol la'avar b'hatzlacha rak al yidei emuna. And sometimes the only ability to overcome all of these challenges is only through emuna. Okay, so now let's go through this. Vida, this is actually a very profound piece. Shekesha nisuin al kol akashim hanilvam elav mechayiv es ha'adam lichios be'emuna harbei. Yoser me'akashim shi'esh lamichus labeso. This is a very profound statement. He says that no, that the marital bond, the bond of marriage, with all of the challenges associated with that bond, is mechayiv, obligates a person to live with emuna even more than many of the other challenges that a person faces outside of the home. Now we'll define what this means in just a moment. Me'achar shazel kesher mechayiv. So what the Mechaber says is the following. A person encounters challenges in all areas of life and in all different types of relationships. However, again, when it comes to marriage, the Mechaber suggests that marriage requires a level of emunah much greater than other relationships in life. Why is that? He says, because other relationships in life are much easier to walk away from. Marriage is much more difficult. Now, I'm not saying that a person can't dissolve a marriage. That could happen. And under certain circumstances, that's certainly the right thing to do. But the idea that he's going to say is that in the realm of Shalom Bayis, a person has much more invested in it, and therefore, by definition, has to confront challenges in a way that a person doesn't necessarily have to confront in other areas. For example, Lachin, well, before we get to the examples, Lachin, this is a very profound statement. Therefore, the Iker Tikkun, a person really only begins to get fixed when he gets married. That's a very, very, very profound statement on multiple levels. The Iker Tikkun of a person, the real refinement of a person only begins when he gets married. Ki kozman sha'adam eino nasui, because as long as a person isn't married, hu yachol lehistader, a person, this is actually a very profound statement, before a person gets married, so he has the ability, to go ahead and orient himself, or refine himself, or organize himself without working on emunah in a profoundly deep way. Again, we'll have to define all of these statements. Aval kasher mischatim, when a person gets married, he says, humekabel madad amiti, ketzat hu ochez v'midas emunah. When a person gets married, the Mechaber posits, he gets a madad amiti. What's madad amiti? Like a true mark, or a true score, a true measurement about how he's doing with his emunah. And a person begins to become truly responsible how to work on his emunah. He's going to give examples of this. Now, so far, he's just kind of setting the table. Now, we're going to go into how this actually plays out. Lidugma, Adam Shela Nasui. If a person is not married, Imu Eino Mistadirim Adam Masuyam. So, let's say a person, when he says a person is not married, what he means is in a relationship outside of marriage. A person has a relationship outside of marriage. So, let's say a person, I don't get along with someone. I don't get along with Reuven. So, what happens? Huyacho Pashit Lisrachik Mimeno. Okay. If I don't get along with Reuven, then what? Then what? What's the Eitzah? Stay away. I'll say, you know, cloud gadol in life is you don't have to be friends with everyone. So okay, go ahead. I don't get along with Reuven. Stay away from Reuven. All this Ali Mimeno. Simply, I can just avoid Reuven in totality. You know, both say it's a very important yisod. You know, I'm not allowed to dislike another Jew. I'm not allowed to go ahead and harbor animosity towards another Jew, but there's absolutely no mitzvah I have to be friends with every person. You know, the incredible part in Yiddishkeit is, I could love someone without being their friend. I could love someone and have a desire to have absolutely nothing to do with them. I love you very much. I would rather never see you again. I love you very much. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And I will say, I want to point out, it's not a contradiction. I love you because you're a fellow Jew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you have to love you. So of course I love you. But we're not a good mix. We're just not a good mix. There's not a good chemistry here. So it's better if you go your way, and I go my way. I love you to pieces. I'll give you the shirt off my back. If you're ever in need, of course I'm here to answer the call. But I would much rather just simply have nothing to do with you on a day-to-day basis. And Rabbi said, that's not contradictory. A lot of times in life, in order to love someone, you have to have nothing to do with them. Because there are some people who are difficult, not misunderstood, but simply difficult. There are some people who are just simply abrasive, not abrasive to me, just objectively abrasive. And so sometimes it's better just, I love you, we're trying the best for you, you go your way, I'll go my way. So he says, that's how you can interact with other life relationships. So for example, if Reuven, just an example, is a difficult guy, and I say, you know what, I have no desire to fight with you. See, you go your way, I'll go my way. Fine. Memela ein lo shum avoda al emuna. See, we'll say the interesting part is, I don't need any emuna in this particular life relationship because it's just easy enough for me to go in and say to Reuven, Reuven, you go your way, and I will go mine. V'shum madad amiti al midas emuna shalom. Aval, we'll say, I watch the contrast to this. Aval adam nasui. If a person is married, eino yochol la'azov es habayis. So again, he's talking about under normal circumstances. Obviously, there are some times where a person should, you know, important to say, not every marriage is salvageable, not every marriage should be saved. He's talking about in an abstract. Well, let's say, again, there are challenges. Like every single marriage has its challenges. Eino yochol la'azov es habayis. A person encounters a bump in his marriage, so the answer, I can't just walk away. So let's say, hear this distinction. If I have a bump with Reuven, then I have every single right to what? To walk away. Let's say, you know, it's an important yisod. I don't have an obligation to necessarily work on every single interpersonal relationship. In other words, if Reuven's just a difficult guy, I just have the right to say, you know what? Hatzlacha. That's lacha. I don't need to do this. I don't need to put in effort in this. It's not necessary for me. a person doesn't have the right to say that in the context of a marriage. He goes on, he says, "En yachal azov esabayis." Person just can't walk out. V'lo lischamek mehanesionis and menebeso. I can't just walk away from the familial challenges that I face. Ela tzarech liyishar v'la'amo b'nesionos. Rabbi said, let's say a person encounters turbulence in his marriage, at least initially, a person has to remain in place, v'la'amo b'nesionos, and try to rise to the occasion of the challenges. Va'al karcho hu ro'a bidiyuk heichon hu ochez b'midas ha'emuna. This is a very profound statement. And therefore, again, in the context of Shalom Bayis, because I can't just walk away. Because, again, because there's a challenge doesn't give me the right just to exit immediately. Therefore, what? A person is able to see where they're holding with their emunah. Do I believe that these circumstances are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do I believe that somehow this is for good? And am I taking a message in this? You know, we'll say, we'll get into this a little bit more, but the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that, you know, sometimes, kind of in this whole Hashem Tzilcha model, that sometimes the deficiencies we see in our marriage are very often a mirror to the deficiencies I personally possess. It's very easy to say when you see something wrong in the other, oh, there's something wrong in my spouse. Sometimes, again, those things that I see wrong in my significant other are just a reflection of the things that are really broken in me. But ultimately, again, I'm seeing them in someone else for the very simple reason that it's a lot easier to see deficiencies in another than it is to see deficiencies in myself. But here comes the emunah part. In other life relationships, I have the ability just to walk away, but in marriage, I don't. So do I go ahead and use my midah of emunah to try to figure out what's happening here? What's the message? What's the tova and fix it? Or do I just run? All right, so we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll maybe pick up with this section, a very profound section. We'll see. It'll go on for a little bit. Tomorrow, we'll pick up bottom, middle of page, Reish Zayin Meretz Hashem tomorrow.